Hello, everyone. It is Carmela, and I'm here with you on the call tonight. And we also have Miss Lily Williams. Say hello, Miss Lily.
Hi, everybody.
And we also have Miss Sarah Vaughn Smith. I am still unmuting your line, Sarah. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. How is it going to let me do it? Sarah, now you can say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so I see how this is going to work. I'll get to unmute them one at a time. So right now the lines are muted, and the way we're going to do this tonight is I'm going to introduce everybody. Ms. Lily is going to share with us for 5 minutes. Ms. Sarah is going to share with us for 5 minutes. The three of us will have a conversation, and then we're going to open up the Q&A. So the lines are already open for questions and answers. So what I would encourage you to do is at any moment that we ask something or say something that you have a question about, go ahead and press *6, and it'll put you in the queue. And the way the queue works is it'll hold you in the queue first come, first serve, and that way when we start going through the questions at 8:30, we'll do Q&A at 8:30. So we'll do all the teaching between 8 o'clock and 8:30. Right at 8:30, we'll start going into the queue, and then we will allow you to ask your questions. So let's get started. My name is Carmela Williams, and I am a John Maxwell coach, speaker, and trainer, really finding my way in this business and discovering how much I love coaching and teaching. And I work specifically with leadership development. That's an area that I love and I can do all day, every day. My background is in human resources, payroll, and in church, building of the structure of in church infrastructure. I do want to give you note-taking tips. If you don't have a pen and a piece of paper, get a pen and a piece of paper, use a notepad on your cell phone, but be prepared to take notes. And don't try to take notes verbatim what we say, but take notes on the inspirational thoughts that you get from what we say. So as we share a point with you and it resonates with you, write down those inspirational thoughts that came from that point. Remember, if you have a question throughout, and I'll remind you throughout over the next 20 minutes, to just hit *6 and it'll put you in the queue. And so at this time, I am going to introduce our very first speaker. And the reason I want to jump right in and get our speakers in is because I want them to share some content, and then I'm going to share some content. We're going to discuss it, and then as a group, you'll be able to ask your questions and answers. You'll hear us referring to the Inner Circle Network on tonight, which is why we're also speaking on the power of the inner circle or the law of the inner circle, which is one of the 21 irrefutable laws by John Maxwell. All three of the ladies on the call tonight, we are certified with John Maxwell team to share his curriculum, and we have license to use his curriculum. So let me introduce my first speaker, Ms. Lily Williams. Ms. Lily Williams is, her business is Perfecting Destiny. She has earned her certification from John Maxwell University in life coaching, consulting, and speaking. Before embarking on this prestigious certification, Ms. Williams excelled in providing similar services for over 30 years with her expertise as an educator and a school administrator. She earned many awards, including Teacher of the Year, during her tenure as a classroom teacher, director of education, assistant principal, and principal over the last 27 years. Currently, Lily volunteers as the educational chair for Kinston-Lenoir County NAACP in North Carolina, and she educates parents in how to deal with their children. She's currently consulting for a major nonprofit corporation in Lenoir County, North Carolina. She continues to connect with teenagers through a weekly Periscope broadcast via motivational self-esteem building messages. Her Periscope handle is @CoachLily4U, the number 4, the letter U. She is also building a 3-hour workshop now for public schools returning in the fall along with customizing workshops, seminars, and speaking engagements as requested for churches, schools, and corporations. This woman is the real deal, and I actually met Miss Lily via Facebook, and we met in person in March when she went to be certified. So, Miss Lily, hello. You are live on the call.
Okay, I am so happy to be with you girls, our other John Maxwell certified team members on this afternoon. And I've got 5 minutes of fame, so I'll jump right in with my 5 minutes because I know it goes very, very fast. And I'm going to give you some content in the area of the 21st Irrefutable Laws of Leadership under the law of the inner circle. Now, I'm going to be teaching a little bit tonight by asking you questions. And I'll be giving you some suggested answers according to our expert, John Maxwell. Now, my topic tonight is, who are you drawing into your inner circle? That's my question to you. Your inner circle is the people closest to you. Yes, those people are going to be the most influential people in every area of your life. Now, we've said more times than one, birds of a feather flock together. We think about that, and we say you are what you eat. I want you to know you are who you hang around and who you let in your inner circle.
Yeah.
Now, John Maxwell is one of the greatest leadership persons that we can study from nowadays. And he said that the leader's potential is determined by those that's closest to him or her. Now, to practice the law of the inner circle, you must be intentional, and that word intentional in relationship building, you must be intentional on who you let into your inner circle. In our lesson tonight, John had asked 5 thought-provoking questions to consider when selecting candidates for your inner circle. The first question Maxwell asked was, those persons that you are considered as candidates for your inner circle, do they have high influence with others? That means, can you share your thoughts, your ideas, and your values, and your vision, your philosophy on leadership? Can you share all of that with that person, and that person, in turn, share and be influential with other people's? I say, yeah, that's kind of like getting 2 for the price of 1, isn't it? Then the second question he asked was, do they bring a complimentary gift to the table? You need somebody to compliment you, but the greatest need is for somebody to possess strengths in areas of your weakness. You really need help in some areas, and you want the people in your inner circle to be able to help you with that. Another question he asked was, do they add value to me? Do they add value to you or the organization? So you want people in your inner circle that's going to add value to you personally. And I wanted to say, do the people that you are thinking about, members of your inner circle, do they positively impact other inner circle members? And that is so important because John Maxwell talked about a team chemistry. I'm thinking about anybody that's in your inner circle, they need to be there purposefully and to purposefully help the other people, even in your circle. Because John Maxwell did talk about, and we're saying that we want those people to grow too, not just us growing professionally and personally. We want the people in our inner circle to be growing too. We want them to complement each other. So that is probably my 5 minutes, I would imagine, on the inner circle, the law of the inner circle. And the one word I used was you need to be intentional in your relationship building. And you need to be the one to make the decision of who you allow in your inner circle. The last thing I wanted to say is because those are the persons that's going to influence you the most.
That is so true, Miss Lily. When you said, when you asked the question, do they bring a complimentary gift to the table? because you want people to be strong in your areas of weakness, in your areas of weakness. So
yes.
So how do you overcome this if you have some insecurities of your own? How do you be strategic with pulling the right people in that have a strength in the area that you're weak? What would you say to somebody who may be battling with that competitive issue when it comes to building somebody with a complementary gift, connecting with somebody with a complementary gift?
When you know that you're working for a cause, you have to value that other person and the gift that they have. And when you know that that's an area that you're liking, it would appear to me that you would be so thankful of that that it wouldn't be a problem letting that person in. When you know those people are going to add value to you, and the next thing I would say is that my areas of need, when I can have some help, then they're a lesson. It's less stress on me. A whole lot of things would come. Mm-hmm. So I would think that people would not have a problem with that when they know the value of that gift that the person has.
That's good. Mother Teresa had a quote that's in there that says, "You can do what I cannot do. I can do what you cannot do. But together we can do great things." And I think that when we get to a place and we understand that when we are strategic, intentional about our inner circle, that we're putting together a team that can do more than just one can do by themselves.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So thank you so much. We're going to go over to Miss Sarah. Miss Sarah is tonight joining us from Massachusetts. And let me find Miss Sarah so I can unmute her line. And I'm going to read her bio so that you all can know who she is. As a leader, community ambassador, and professional, Sarah stepped forward to empower those around her. In 1999, she established a nonprofit organization called United Christian Educational Resource Ministry to strengthen the ability of individuals and faith and community organizations to achieve their mission and impact their communities. In 2015, she became an independent certified coach, speaker, and trainer with John Maxwell Team, which we now have over 8,000 members. With this partnership, she's better equipped to customize training, adding to your personal and professional growth through study and practical application of John's proven leadership method. In working with us, she's able to move us in the desired direction to reach our goal. Prior to joining the John Maxwell Team, Sarah spent over 4 decades working in both corporate America and in the nonprofit sector. Over the years, she became a recognized leader, workshop facilitator, and speaker within the community and abroad. In working within the nonprofit sector, she has trained over 350 church leaders, which represent over 200 churches and over 2,000 members. While serving in both sectors, she witnessed the impact of great leadership in people as well as in organization. Help me welcome Miss Sarah Vaughn Smith. I love your middle name. Hey, Miss Sarah, how are you? You want to share with us on tonight?
Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here and to take part of sharing, information about the importance of the inner circle. And what I want to share tonight is I want to talk about what to look for, what are the traits to look for in someone to bring into your inner circle. And what I've done is I have broken down the word inner circle. I'm using the acronyms of the word inner circle to help define what it is that you're looking for in an individual that you bring into your circle. Because I'm always looking and listening to people that are around me because I don't know where or who the individual is going to be that's part of my circle. But at the same time, I'm looking and listening. I know that I can't just bring anybody into the circle. And so the people that are in my inner circle, I have to be very selective people. So So these 11 words help define who those people are, and that will help you to just be looking around and listening. Because when God wants a leader to do something of value for him, he provides that leader with the individuals to get the job done. So he supplies the need. He knows what we need to bring into our circle in order for us to be effective, in order for us to make an impact. So the word inner circle, beginning with the letter I, that word, which has already been shared, is the word influential. So if you want to extend your reach, you must attract and lead other leaders. It's so important to be influential. And then the next letter is the letter N, and that stands for networking. You know, we hear the slang, the cliche, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So who people know is just as important as what they know. You know, it's one thing to know who they are, but you got to know what they know and when you're bringing them into your circle. And then the second letter is an N again. It should be an individual that's nurturing. So people who care about each other take care of each other. You know, it's a play on words, but it's so powerful that your inner circle should prop you up, should back you up, should, you know, got your have your back constantly, should be nurturing you and helping you to grow, helping each other to grow. And then the next letter is E. And I just love this, you know, I just love it's empowering. I love empowering any and everybody that's around me. And that word stands for the members of your inner circle should enable you to achieve more than you could alone. And that helps us to realize that we need one another. We can't do this alone. We're not a lone ranger. We need each other, and Scripture tells us about that as well. And then the next letter is the letter R, which is, I guess I got a lot of favorites. I guess I'm going to say every word is my favorite, but this is another one of my favorites. And the word is resourceful. I love this word so much that it's part of my the name of my my ministry, my nonprofit ministry, because we have to be resourceful. We got to bring gifts. We got to bring our talents. We got to bring our skills. We got to bring them to the table. We can't let one person do everything. So inner circle members should always add value, should always be bringing something to the table that's going to help the group as a whole. And then we're going to move on to the next letter, which is C. And, okay, here I go again. This is another good one. I won't call it my favorite, but it is, I can say, another important word, and that's character, character-driven. It's so important. The character of an inner circle member matters more than any other quality. So that's very important. And the next letter is the letter I, and that's in the word intuitive. So that's when you know, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I felt in my gut. I knew something. I knew it. And I call it the Holy Spirit now that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. I know that that's the gift of discernment. While every person is naturally intuitive in his or her area of gifting, that doesn't mean that everyone uses his or her intuition. So that's very important that we have, in other words, be wise, have some, you know, have wisdom in the things that we do and say that we bring to the table. And then the next letter is R. This is a good one. This is responsible. So responsibility. If we're bringing someone into the circle that is not responsible, we can't depend upon them. Those closest to us should never leave you hanging. Have you ever been left hanging? I have. And it's not a good feeling because it just creates more work, more stress, and everything. So if you ask someone to carry the ball, they must be able to follow through. Can you depend upon them, in other words? And then the next letter is another C, and that's competent. You can't get anything done if the people that are in your circle can't do the job. You're going to be thinking about what you give them to do. You're going to be wondering all along, are they going to be able to do it? Am I going to go after them, behind them, and have to do the whole thing myself? You know, but you got to have somebody that's competent. You don't never need world-class performers exclusively, but all of your inner circle people must perform with excellence. And I am a firm believer in that. I believe that we should operate with a Christ-like standard of excellence. And then the next letter, next to the last letter, is the L, and that's loyal. Loyalty alone does not make people candidates for your inner circle, but lack of loyalty definitely disqualifies them, you know, so that's important. And then the last letter in the word inner circle is the word energetic. You know, they got to have some energy. They got to be able to multitask at times. So energy covers a multitude of mistakes. It says, for it helps a person to keep coming back, failure after failure. You know, you can't give up every time something doesn't work out. You know, you got to have people that have a mindset that, you know what, I'm in it to win it all the way to the end. So that's what I want to leave, with everyone tonight to think about this, the word inner circle, what that word spells out in it. It has some powerful words here in it. And when you think about any highly effective leader, and you'll find that they're always surrounded by a strong inner circle. So that's why we're here tonight. We want to talk about what it's like, what it means to be a strong, surrounded by strong inner circle. So I am excited and thank you for listening, and I hope that these words would stay with you as you look around and you observe people and you see, you can tell who needs to be in your circle, and you also can tell who does not need to be in your circle. So thank you, Pastor.
Oh, that's really good. So hold on a second. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to repeat the five questions that Ms. Lily asked, and then I'm going to repeat the words for the Inner Circle acronym for those of you that are taking notes, just in case you missed any of them. And then, Ms. Lily, I'm going to come back to you as soon as I finish talking to Ms. Sarah and get your input on what she has shared. Question number one for Lily is, from her, is when you're looking for people to be in your inner circle, is do they have high influence? Do they bring a complementary gift? Do they hold a strategic position? Do they add value to you and to the organization? And do they positively impact the other members of the inner circle? And then Sarah just shared with us the acronym for inner circle, which I think is powerful. It's influential, networking, nurturing, empowering, resourceful, character, intuitive, responsible, competent, loyal, and energetic. I love every word. I'm liking every word with my favorite words. Several stuck out to me, but there's one I want you to go back to and talk about. Character matters more than any other quality. Why is the character of the people that you're associated with the most important quality?
Well, the character of an individual, to me, speaks of who they are, you know, helped me to understand, to define, to know if it's someone I can work with, someone I can trust, someone that's like-minded with, you know, the things that I'm working on. You know, if I can't trust you, it's hard for me to work with you, you know. So character is so
absolutely.
Yeah. If I can't trust you, it's impossible for me to work with you because I can't build a relationship with you because I'm watching everything you do, you know. I feel that if I'm working with somebody, I need to be able to let my guard down, and so I can focus on other areas of the business or ministry or whatever it is that I'm working on.
Which is another purpose of that inner circle, because some of these people will be people that will end up working with you. For those of you that are entrepreneurs on the call, you'll get to be strategic. In the beginning, as solopreneurs, you're doing everything, but you're building a relationship. And as you build these relationships, you'll be able to call upon people to help you take things to the next level.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to Ms. Lily, because for some reason it won't let me unmute both of you at the same time. So I'm going to go back to you, Lily, and I'm going to ask you from the acronym that she shared of all of those words from Inner Circle, which one really stuck out to you? Was there one that stuck out to you more than the other? So hold on, let me get this line right first, and then I can get to you, Miss Lily. I'm sorry for this delay. Pastor Sarah, your words were so good it won't let me mute you. Hold on. Let's see what we can do here.
Okay.
And sometimes my fingers get to clicking. My fingers get to clicking so quickly that the computer has to catch up.
Okay. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to try one more time. I'll tell you what, Miss Lily, press star 6 so we can put you in the queue, and then all three of us will be on here together.
Right.
Miss Lily, if you'll press the star and then the 6, and it should put you in the queue, and I'll be able to pull you in that way. More than one way.
That's right, yeah.
All right. All right, Miss Lily, say something. Let's see if we can hear you. Do it this way. All right, you should be able to talk now. Nope, because you know what I did? I kicked you out of the queue. Press star 6 again. I love it. I'm going to let her speak, y'all, and then there's a couple things that I want to share with you about the inner circle, and you can go ahead and draw 3 circles on your paper if you have a notepad with you. Miss Lily, press star 6 one more time. I apologize. And as soon as she gets in the queue, I'll be able to speak with her. She was in there. She did what I asked her to do, but I hit the next button. And when I hit the next button, it cleared her. Okay, Ms. Lily, you should be able to talk now. You're unmuted.
I think I'm in now.
Yes, yes. Hello again. So from the acronym Inner Circle, from the different words that we shared, was there one word that really stuck out to you?
I really like that word loyalty. I think, yeah, you've got to have people in your circle that has a certain loyalty to you, your vision, and everything that you stand for. And like she said, that would really have your back and have your all of your thoughts and needs, you know, at their heart, the heart of the matter. I like the word loyalty.
Very good. So I want to thank you two ladies for sharing with us. And I'm going to share a little bit more on the inner circle, what this law means to me. And this law says success is determined by the information. No. It says that our success, a leader's potential is determined by those closest to them. But I want to add to that our success is determined by the information that we take in and by the people that we run with. If our success as entrepreneurs, as people in the business world, from our professional growth and development, our success is determined by the information that we take in and apply and by the people that we run with. And so 2 questions. Who is in your inner circle now? And who should be? Those are 2 questions I want you to ask yourself. Who is currently in your inner circle and who should be? So on my paper, I have 3 circles drawn. There's 1 circle in the middle, which is my inner circle. Then there's another circle that's the outer circle. It's still a part of my inner circle. And then there's the third one, which is the outer circle. So I guess you could say the inner. It's like 3 levels of my inner circle. That very core circle of the inner circle, those are the people that I spend the most time with every single day. My spouse, my kids, my mom. There's certain business associates that I talk to almost every single day, my accountability partners. There are people that I've allowed inside of my space. They know everything it is to know about me, and they still love me. my inner circle. Proximity is power, and frequency matters. It is so, this is, you have to be careful who you allow into this most intimate place in your life. Because these are the people that you act like, you talk like, you process things the way these people process things. As we've been talking to you now for about 30 minutes. If you have any question or a point that you would like for us to hit on again, or if it's something you want to comment to add to what we're sharing, press *6, and it'll put you in the queue. In that outer circle, those are the people that I talk to a little bit less, but they don't mean less. These people still matter to me, and if I'm getting ready to make a big decision, I run them by them. And then on the outer circle, I may not speak to them but about every 6 months, once or twice a year. But when I do speak to them, it matters. When it comes to this, your inner circle, there's not one circle for that's going to fit every need in your life. So let me say that. I have a circle in the faith-based community. There's people that I go to when it comes to things in my faith. Then I have a professional network, and then I have a personal network. So you may have more than one group. So don't make this mistake that you have a very healthy church family, for instance. I'll use that. Both of the callers on the line tonight are ministers, pastors, and elders. But you have a strong inner circle in your faith, and you're launching out into business, but they don't understand business. And so there are people that love you, but because that is not their area of strength, we just want to automatically take them into that circle because of our relationship and our connection to them, but that may not be their area of strength. So we have to make sure that we're strategic when we're building this network. And everybody in my inner circle knows everybody else. They all work together. People in your inner circle should believe the same but think different thoughts. And what I mean by that is we have the same core values. We have the same vision, so to speak. These ladies that share with you tonight, Elder Lily and Pastor Sarah, we have so many things in common when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our business and our families and things of that nature. So we gel well when it comes to anything, actually, from the faith and into business. So in the Intersect Circle Network that I'm actually launching a network, I love this, the inner circle, the law of the inner circle so much that I named my network the Inner Circle Network. For that reason, because this is going to be a group of people, like-minded people, that's committed to helping each other, and that I'm committed to helping you reach your goals. So this thing is not one-sided. I'm going to give all of myself to those that are in this network so that you can get the results that you need. We have somebody in the queue. Remember, if you have a question, press *6 and Sarah and Lily, if you want to jump in on any of these comments, just hit *6 and then I'll put you in. All right, we're going to take our first caller. All right, Yolai, go ahead and ask your question or make your comment.
Yes, my name is Lisa. And
hello.
I'm here in Vidalia. And my question is, I would like for you to expound just a little more on how to pull people in who compliment you.
Okay. This is really strategic because I guess it's not as formal as when you ask somebody would you be on my board of directors and things of that nature, but it's about building relationships. When you're building relationships with people, you're getting to know them, you're getting to know their strengths, you're getting to know their weaknesses. And when you're building a business, let me use my husband as an example. He's a preacher, right? So his goal is to be able to preach about anything. So no matter where we go, no matter what's going on, he's always looking for his next sermon. He's always looking for inspiration. And it's the same thing when we're looking to build ourselves and to strengthen who we are and whatever our assignment is, you always have your ears perked out, so to speak, because somebody else can add to you. Now, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but Miss Sarah is going to add to this. So hold on 1 second, Louisa. And I'm going to come to Miss Sarah so she can add to what I was just saying about how do you build your inner network. All right, Ms. Sarah, you're on.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to share quickly how I add people into my inner circle. And Pastor Carmela, I'm going to use you as my example.
Okay.
I was working with my nonprofit organization, and I had got to a place where I was kind of stuck as to needing to lift my lid. At that point, I didn't know I needed to lift my lid, but now that I have the understanding, I needed to lift my lid, and I needed to join in with material where I can add more value to the people that I was already serving. And the amazing thing is that a little over two years ago now, a mutual friend of ours, Pastor Carmela, had suggested to me just on Facebook, she said to me, you need to connect with this lady here because you two are so much alike. And, you know, I thanked her, but I didn't reach out to Pastor Carmela. I watched her for 2 years before I reached out to her. And the time that I reached out to her was at the time where I was at the point of needing to make a decision. How can I connect with what it is that I needed? I wasn't quite sure what it was that I needed, but I knew I needed to connect with somebody that could bring me, you know, to a higher level, next level in my area of ministry and with my business. And I saw Pastor Carmela. I watched her. I saw her on a trip. I saw her taking pictures. And then all of a sudden I noticed, wait a minute, she's part of John Maxwell. And I said, I've been reading John Maxwell's books for years, and I was just so excited to know that she was a part of this organization. And then that caused me to pay attention to emails and notices that I had been receiving about joining the John Maxwell team. And then I said, you know what, I got to reach out to her. I need to talk to her. And then when I talked to her and I, you know, listened to some of her videos on the Facebook, and I said, I can't believe she's just like me. You know, I have got to connect with her. I said, I haven't met her. I didn't know her. I said, but I love her. You know, she is also part of what, she's what I needed to help me to get, you know, to the next level in my ministry and in my business and my organization. And when I reached out to her, you know, I told her who I was, and I told her I've been watching her. You know, I don't know if that scared her or what, but I told her I watched you for 2 years. But it was at the appointed time that I knew I needed to reach out to her, and I needed to bring her into my circle so that the gifts and the talents and the skills that she had, I knew it was going to help grow me, help grow my ministry, help grow my business, help grow a whole lot of areas in my life. And when we met each other for the first time at the live event in Florida, you know, like I felt as though I knew her all my life. And so then she has been such an inspiration in helping me even to work through the participation of, you know, being a certified member with the Maxwell team. So she, you know, so that's how I knew. That's just an example of one of the ways that she's helped me to, you know, bring it helped us to bring both of us together. You know, we need each other. And now, you know, I can't wait to see what else, you know, that we can do. You know, my business and her business is just growing tremendously, but it's because of us connected in this inner circle. And then I was in my car just last week, and I heard I was playing one of her videos in my car, and my husband was driving, and he was listening. He was like, oh, my goodness. He said, I can't believe, I know now why you love her so much. She's just like you. He said, she's just like you. She's talking. She does everything. She sounds just like you. So that's how I knew, you know, we're in this circle together. So that's a quick, you know, I hope it was quick, but that's my response to identifying and knowing how do you bring people into your circle.
So at the beginning, Ms. Sarah said that she knew she needed her lid. She needed her lid lifted, L-I-D, and that's the very first lesson that we teach, the law of the lid, and it's where we identify areas that we need growth in and growth and improvement. So once you identify the area, then we allow the lid to be lifted in that area. So, Louisa, there's three things that you can look for. Recruit with these three traits in mind: competence, character, and chemistry. You want people that have a skill that's a complementary gift. So, like, if you are dealing with, for instance, I'm very structured, I'm very organized as far as planning and things like that. However, if you look at my desk, except for when my assistant comes in tomorrow, she'll probably pass out because everything is organized. But typically, it's organized, but not to the other eyes. It's a mess. My desk is typically a mess. However, I live out of my calendar. I'm very structured, so I recruit people who can do things that I don't do as well. For instance, my brother is a part of my team. He can sell anything. He's just gifted in sales. There's another young lady that's a part of my team, Ms. Lisa King. Lisa is not afraid to travel. I need her in the team because I have limited myself when it comes to travel and things of that nature. There's a young man that helped me. His name is Dan. He takes care of all of my visual components, flyers and things of that nature. I can do those things, but it takes me a little bit longer. So you recruit. The first step is to look at within yourself and say, what is it that I do the best with the least amount of effort? And that's the place where you want to put the most of your time and your energy. And then you recruit people that can help build you in other areas. And I remember when we had to sit down, and that was one of our assignments, was to list out the things that I do very well, and then to list out those people that I needed to come in and help me with the other areas that I still could do. But it just took me a lot longer to get those things done. And so I hope that helped you. Okay, I think I've unmuted your line. Louisa, did that help you? Did I unmute you? Let's see.
I got you.
Okay. All right, good. So did that help?
That was awesome because I'm kind of in a transition point in my life where I certainly know who I don't want in my group anymore.
Right.
So I have moved away from them, and I'm just trying to rebuild my circle. And I like the fact that you guys are talking about, you know, the complementary and the character and the chemistry. And I'm going to sit down and work on the list of the things that I do good without any effort.
Is this Lisa?
This is your Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. For some reason, I thought you said Louisa.
Well, this is
my Lisa.
I thought you was having a moment, but it's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So you said you were going to work on your list of your strengths, and then so you can be strategic in the other areas. Was there anything else?
Yes. I love that. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All right, I see Ms. Lily in the queue, so we're going to go to her now and get her into it. All right, Ms. Lily, you should be able to speak at this time.
Okay, I think the only thing I was going to try to do was to add something in there about how she would be selecting the people in her group. And I was going to tell her, you know, the candidates that she should be looking for was watching people's past history, you know, their past and what they were able to do and how they are, their character and how resourceful they are and how influential they are from the past. And then if they're already in your circle, you know, or you can hire them or bring them in, you can develop them as much as you can, you know, giving them duties and whatever else they can do for you to add value to you.
I like that. I like that input. If you look at their track record, what have they done?
Yes.
That's really good. That's so important because what is their track record? Because when you're trying to build and when you're trying to launch, you're not looking for theory. You're looking for somebody that has some evidence, somebody that has some fruit. You know, they're not just talking, but they've actually done some things. and gotten some good, solid results. We still have 15 minutes. If anybody wants to ask a question, press star 6 or make a statement, it'll put you in the queue. And I want to share with you about the Inner Circle Network. It's a 12-month personal growth and leadership program that I have developed. And I'm going to share the story with you of how this program even came about. I've been running here and there doing everything, and my health was not as good as it needed to be. And I went to the specialist in Augusta. He said, it's time for you to have surgery. So I pulled out my calendar, because I told you that I live out of my calendar, and I told him when I thought I might be able to work it in when I had a two-week break, and it wasn't no time soon. And he looked at me and said, I don't think you hear me. You need to have surgery, because I had all this infection in my body. And so he said, you need to cancel everything for 2 weeks. I'm like, I can't cancel everything because I'm going to North Carolina. I have some things lined up at the Chamber of Commerce. He said, you need to cancel everything. You do know that, you know, when you're dead, you can't be any help to anybody. We have to take care of ourselves. And so many times we're always giving, 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 that we forget just to slow down and pause. And so I went to our mentors, part of the faculty with John Maxwell team. In the midst of all of that, my daughter graduated high school. And my brother, we lost my brother. And so I was on the call with our mentor, because every coach needs a coach, and I have several coaches and accountability partners. And I shared with her, I said, right when I was getting momentum going, all of this happens. What do I need to do? And she said, you need to build sustainability. Don't miss the gold, G-O-L-D. Do not miss the gold in this slowdown. This was not by accident. And so during that time, I began to say, what can I do and be able to offer services, because I love to do this, to offer training and development and help entrepreneurs to build and grow, or those who want to move to the next level in their workplace, in their professional careers. And that's where this program came from. My accountability partner said, how do you know what they need? I said, well, they need this and they need that. And she said, well, did you ask? Well, no, I know what they need, which is funny. So I sent out this survey, because that was a part of my assignment, and it was very interesting to see that the things that I thought was at the top of the list of needs that people wanted was not the things that they shared, the insight that was shared with those that's already a part of my network in the survey. And so this program is based on the feedback that I received from those who've already been connected with me now for about 2 years. So the first 2 months of this program, we'll be talking about the dream. And if you don't have my website, it's CarmelaWilliams.com, CarmelaWilliams.com, and go to the tab that says Inner Circle Network, and you'll see exactly what I'm sharing with you. So the first 3 months, we'll be talking about the dream, taking it from theory to actually making this, putting this thing on paper, having a plan. Lesson one is on ownership, and make it so that you can answer the questions. You've got to be able to answer the questions in your business, the what if this happened. You know, I used to think that identifying the possible pitfalls was being negative, but it's not. It's being responsible, because every time you identify a problem, you can put a plan in place, and you have those things identified in the beginning. The second month is on clarity, being able to articulate it, because it's one thing to have it in your mind, but it's another thing for you to be able to express that to those people that want to help you. And then reality, just because you can do it, the question is, will you do it? Is this something that you can that you're going to stick with? Month four, the next 3 months, we'll be talking about overcoming the struggle. There's three steps to success: the dream, the struggle, then success. What happens is everybody has this dream, and we want success, but in the midst, there's a transition part where you got to put the work in, and a lot of times we quit in the struggle. Average people quit in the struggle, above average people. I'm talking to some dreamers. You'll hear me use the word dreamers, because I think we should dream. I'm talking to lifters, not leaners. Leaners, this goes back to Lisa's question. Listen at this poem here. It says, there are two kinds of people on earth today. Just two kinds of people, no more, I say. Not the good and the bad, for it is well understood that the good are half bad and the bad are half good. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. And so I want to work with the people who lift. We don't want to be leaners, always putting pressure and work on somebody else, but I'm talking about those people that can maybe even shift from leaning to lifting, that can overcome the struggle. So we'll talk about responsibility, improvement, and learning when there is failure. because you have to give yourself permission to make mistakes. Your business will, there's not one successful business person ever that did not make a mistake. There are many of them that had failed businesses. They failed the first time or went up for promotions and was overlooked. Walt Disney was told that he was not created. You have to look beyond the struggle in order to get to the success. That's why we tackle that in the beginning. And then the third quarter, we'll talk about communication principles, 5 steps to effective communication, using your communication to create an experience for the people that you work with, and using your communication as inspiration for the team and for the people that you work with. And that last quarter is developing the dream team, because you cannot do what you need to do alone. It doesn't mean that you'll have to hire somebody, but you need a team. You have to have a group of people that believe in you, a group of people that will push you. They'll share your posts and things like that on social media. They'll motivate you. They're in your circle. They'll do whatever is necessary. Let me tell you, years ago, before I knew anything about all of this stuff, my husband and I, we just loved people, and we started doing evangelism, so we would host this concert in the park. Now looking back, the only reason those concerts were successful for those 7 years is because my family always showed up. My mom, my sister, my children, my friends, they would, I'm singing and networking, and they were cooking popcorn, they were selling concessions, they would set up, they would clean up, they did all of the work that's necessary. There's no way for you, if you're hosting an event, that you're going to be able to set up, cook, serve, hand out all the invitations, do registration, host the event, meet new people. One person can't do that. You have to have a team. And even that team, the team can be volunteers, but it still needs to be a team. And even if it's a team, you have to nurture them, you have to equip them, and you have to develop them. So that's the 12 parts of this program. This program is $50 a month, and the way it's set up is every 31 days it rolls you into the next month of the module. And for the month of July, if you register, you register for $25 for the first 30 days, and then on the 31st day it'll go back to the $50. So you can get in for $25 this month. And if you $50 a month times 12 is $600. But if you decide to pay it all up front, you'll pay $500. You'll receive some additional resources plus an autographed book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. A part of this team will have an online community, which is once you register, you'll have a sign-in, and you'll be able to access the video lessons and the handouts. Now, I can tell you right now, lesson one is worth everything that you will pay to be a part of this group. Every lesson this is not fluff. This is the real deal, because this is those of us that are in these businesses, and this is how we have to pay our mortgage. This is how we have to feed our kids. This is a big deal. For those of you that's looking for personal growth so that you can get promotion, that's significant for you. So this very first lesson on ownership, it's a 30-minute video, and on that video I'm going through the handout with you. You can see the handout on the screen, and you have a PDF download where you can download this handout. I encourage you to get a notebook, put everything in one place. You'll have a challenge at the end of each lesson for things for you to do for the next 3 weeks. So you'll have those monthly video lessons, monthly group calls. We'll do group calls like this with live Q&A. There's a private Facebook group. I'll have virtual weekly virtual office hours where you know I'm there. And if you know me, I'm always there anyway. And then even this call will be archived, so you'll have access to all of the archived calls. I'll have special guests on the call, just like Ms. Sarah and Ms. Lily, that can add value to the team. And our faculty members are going to be doing some things for those of us that are in mentorship with the John Maxwell team. So you may actually get to be on a call with the president of the John Maxwell team. It's something that they're rolling out in 2017. So there are all types of resources that I'm going to share with you. There are bonus videos that's already there, because I just want to share, and I just want to see you grow. That's it in a nutshell. I want to see you grow, because there were people that poured into my life, and I wouldn't be who I am or where I am at the age of 40 if it had not been for people like Norma, who was a supervisor at my very first job, who poured into me. I wouldn't be where I am without people like Gladys, who's no longer with us, that would not allow me to quit. There were people at strategic points in my life that came in and poured into me. There was another coach that I had 2 years ago before I joined the John Maxwell team that told me everything I needed to know about marketing and networking and social media, things of that nature. So for those of you that's looking to go to another level, whether it's your personal growth and development, you're preparing for promotion on your job, whether you are launching a new business or ministry, whether you're ready to expand, whether you just need to know how to develop your team, my gift is in helping you build your relational skills. Not so much those technical things, because if you are an educator, you're already trained as an educator, but if nobody on your team likes you, that's where I can help you. Or if your team is not getting along, that's where I can help you if you're trying to grow in those areas. My gift is in the relationship building. I am an optimist, and I drive pessimists crazy. I believe that there is good in everyone. I believe that every situation is going to work out for our good. I believe that if you have a setback, it's just a setup for a comeback. I believe that with everything in me. And so if you connect with me, there are several ways you can connect with me. But tonight we're talking about the Inner Circle Network. I'm here only for one reason, and that is to see you grow and to see you reach your goals. There are several people that I've been able to kind of mentor and coach. And Coach Lily and Pastor Sarah are my co-laborers. They're my peers in the John Maxwell program. And it is an honor to have the two of them on the call with us on tonight. And it is an honor to have all of you on the call as well. We have just 4 more minutes. Is there anybody else that has a question or comment, Sarah or Lily, if there's anything you want to say before we close out, hit *6 in the queue, and we will get ready to wrap up our call. If we are not friends on Facebook, look me up on Facebook, Carmela Williams, C-A-R-M-E-L-A. I think it's actually Carmela Williams Ministries, I-E-S, facebook.com/Carmela Williams Ministries. We have another question here. Let me see if I click on it and bring you in so we can hear your question or your comment. Okay, go ahead. 2804. I have unmuted your line. Do you have your phone muted on your end?
Yes, ma'am, I did. How are you? It's Scovia.
Hey, Scovia.
Hey, I just wanted to say a quick thank you. I really have a question. Just listening to all of you just kind of reconfirms the drive and determination that I have to keep and to continually lift those lids, because I have some. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I don't know if you all are told thank you enough, but thank you, because this definitely helps me, and I appreciate it.
Scovia, I thank you, because Scovia was a part of one of my very first masterminds when I was trying to figure out how to do all of this. And I remember you writing out your goals of what you wanted to do, and it is so amazing actually seeing you do that. So, Scovia, take 30 seconds and tell us about what you are doing and tell us where we can go and see it.
Well, right now I have a television show. It's called Breakout, Joyful Noise. It's actually airing on Dynasty Television Network with 2 other powerful women. You can go to dynastytelevision.com if you don't have Charter 198 or 981, which we don't have it in this area, but we're working. So please tune into the stream, you know, support us, and whatever. I'm going to sign up for your class, by the way. I just want to tell you that, too. Whatever we can do as far as writing in these scripts, inspirational stuff, we take comments, feedback, whatever you want to give us, because that's what we try to do. It's faith-based. And we are women of God, and we are striving to do His will.
I am so proud of you. Just in case you didn't understand what she said, she has a television show called Breakout, Joyful Noise, and you can look it up on Dynasty, D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y, television.com. And it is an awesome show. It's faith-based.
Oh,
and y'all, let's show her some love and show her some support. Thank you, Scovia, for always supporting whatever I'm doing. All right? You're welcome. All right, we'll go to the next person. I think it's Miss Lily. We got you here.
Yes. Have you got me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that we let the listeners know that they really need to invest in themselves. You need to look at the Inner Circle Network and invest in yourself. You are worth it. Want you to know that. And the last line I wanted to read about the law of the inner circle tonight was a John Maxwell quote. Says, when we see an incredibly gifted person, it's always tempting to believe that talent alone made him successful. To think that is to buy into something that is not true. Nobody does anything great alone. Leaders do not succeed alone. A leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. What makes the difference is the leader's inner circle. And that's what we've been talking about tonight. And I'm so glad you allowed me to work with you on tonight, my John Maxwell co-workers. Thank you.
Thank you. That was so powerful. Nobody does anything great alone. Nobody. We got one more question. We're going to go to the question. All right. We got you live.
Hey, yes, this is Shana from Kinston. So my mom is Miss Williams, or Lily. I just want to say I thank all three of y'all for the vital information that you gave tonight. Being a young lady trying to make it in the IT industry is just confirmation to just know that your inner circle is what pushes you and help you to get to where you need to be. And I thank my inner circle, which is my mom and the friends that I have. But I just want to tell you guys thank you.
You are welcome, and I'm glad that you even shared that with us. And, you know, it's an honor when you have a family members that will stay connected to you. Because when we start stuff, we didn't just assume that, you know, my mom, my sister, my brothers would be a part of it. But that's the icing on the cake. It's such a blessing to have family. Because let me tell you, if nobody else knows you, your family and your children know you. And when your family and your children can stand with you because of your character, when nobody else is looking, integrity is doing the right thing even when nobody else is looking. To me, that says more than anything to have somebody that's real, real close to you and didn't have a choice about it that would speak up on your behalf. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight. I do believe your time is valuable, and we did go over a couple of minutes for the Inner Circle Network. We are here to help you, and tonight was just a taste of what's to come from being a part of this network. I appreciate all of you. I am going to turn the recording off, unmute the line, so we can all say good night.